This morning's just a very kind of an inspirational word, really. I'm going to read Philippians 2, verses 1 to 11. We're going to watch a motivational video, and then I'm just going to speak for 10 minutes. It's an inspirational morning, and it's the power of attitude. And our attitudes, as we know, affects every area of life, every relationship, everything that we do. So this is really, really important. But here we go. Verse 1 says these words. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Then we come to verse 5, and this is all to do with a beautiful attitude. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Attitudes are important, and attitudes reveal who you and I really are. This attitude of Jesus is outstanding, of who he was and what he were willing to become. And then in verse 5 it says, have this same attitude in you. And so we're going to be looking at that tonight. But this morning, what's really hit me as I've been looking at this book is chapter 1. Paul's talking about joy and rejoicing. He's talking about having a great attitude. And where is he? He's sat in a jail. He's got every right to mourn and groan. But he's sat in a jail, writing a letter, joy and rejoicing. It mentions these two words in every chapter, four chapters. It's beautiful. And he's encouraging the church, as God is encouraging us, to have the same attitude of Christ. It's beautiful. Let's just watch this motivational clip just before we look further.
Life is life. Life is an interesting journey of ups and downs. But how that journey ends is up to you today. You see, when you fall down and you feel like giving up, when times get tough, it's not the end. The question is, are you going to finish strong? The definition of a disability is something that will hinder you from being able to do something. I think, though, the greatest disability is not having no arms and no legs. The greatest disability is your mind, the choices that you make. The question is, are you going to make the right choices? Are you going to make the choice to have your life in its right perspective? Are you going to make the choice to get up instead of give up? Are you going to make the choice to dream big? There is no greater disability that we have in our life than to make the decision to give up. Because once you give up, then there is no hope. But until you give up, there is that hope. My passion is to encourage people, to inspire people to be all that they can be. I found my purpose. I found my strength. And I want you to find yours. Don't be afraid of failing. Every time you fall down, every time you fail, you learn something new. You're ready for the next one. You've learned how not to do something. Well, then learn from it and move on. Leave what's behind and press forward. You can only win if you don't give up. Go for it. Don't let anything hold you back. If nothing's holding me back, what's holding you back? No goal is too big. No dream is too far-fetched. It's as big as you can dream it. There are times in life where you don't see the purpose or the good in your situation. But just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not coming. Who goes to the train station, looks down the railway and says, "Ah, the train's not here, I'm leaving." You will wait for the train. Why? Because the schedule says that the train is coming. So just because you can't see the hope in your situation, it doesn't mean that it's not there. You see, many people think that I have only one foot just because you can't see the other one. I've gone from a life without limbs into a life without limits. What about you?
Inspired, motivated. A guy like that, just an incredible attitude. God has used this guy to bring to Jesus over 250,000 people in prisons, kind of all over the globe. So attitude, I love this guy. He's gone through some stuff, but he has really, really battled on. Paul is writing from prison. It's one of his prison letters. He talks about joy and rejoicing in every chapter. It's interesting that we don't want to be around grumpy gossips and mourners and groaners, do we? Make you feel miserable. And this kind of attitude will never bring anybody to Jesus. So New Testament Christianity, when you look at it, even in the book of Acts, it's all joy and rejoicing. There's nothing stopping them. They're just unstoppable. And guys like this who have listened to God and kind of come to a knowledge that God's got a plan and a will, and he's pressed on. And now God is really using him in a big way. Listen to this quote. Attitude, not aptitude, determines one's altitude in life. Let me just repeat that. I think I've got my wife's teeth in this morning. Here we go. Attitude, not aptitude, determines one's altitude in life. Today, prayer and pills kind of keep us going. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know about you, but I take vitamin C, I take vitamin D, sometimes a bit of a multi-tablet. Does anybody else take them things? I think, is it just me? We all take them, don't we? But what I don't do is I don't feel guilty, I don't feel bad if I just miss one. Now, don't get me wrong, what I'm saying here, pills are good, some pills are good. Somebody, when we came here, somebody said to me, "How are you going to cope in winter when it's dark and it's miserable and you can't see anything?" And I said, "I'm an ex-coal miner." I said, "I lived it dark seven years." And when I look back, as guys, we didn't look at pills and we didn't look at this. Again, please don't read into what I'm saying as, you know, pills are important. What I'm talking about is that when a guy went underground, you just got on with it. What a, like an attitude. And here's Paul. I'm so encouraged by Paul. He's in prison and he is full of joy. Do you know why? Because he's magnifying God. He sees God in his situation and he knows what he's about. An old guy who was quite ill is on his bed, and he signaled for his wife to come nearer. And as she sat by him, he whispered with his eyes full of tears. He says, "You know what?" He says, "You've been with me through all the bad times. When I got fired, you were there to support me. When my business failed, you were there. When I got shot, you were by my side. When we lost the house, you stayed right here. And when my health started to fail, you were by my side. do you know something? And she said, yes, dear. He said, all you've done is brought me bad luck. Some people are like that. They'll be like that. They'll moan and groan right until the last day. And here as we look in this beautiful book and we look at Paul, and Paul's saying to the church, as God is saying to us, follow Christ like me. Follow Jesus like me. This is what Paul is saying here. It's an incredible book. In fact, in chapter 2, verse 14, it says, do everything without complaining. Wow, there's a challenge. Do everything without complaining. No belly aching. No murmuring. I'm already struggling when I think about that. Listen to this. 400 years in slavery, the people of God. Now they've been brought out of slavery, out of Egypt, which is a type of devil and a type of world. And they come out and now they're free under Moses. They're heading for the promised land. And this is what I've got from being free. They went through the Red Sea. They've got the water from the rock, the miracles, the fire and cloud, the tabernacle. But they were so used to complaining and murmuring, they continued to do that, even being free. Sometimes that's us. And God knows what we're like. But Paul's attitude, it was set. Concrete. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Listen to this. There's a Jew called Viktor Frankl who lived in the concentration camps. And he and his sister were the ones that survived in this particular camp. And this is what he said to one of the guards. Listen to this attitude. I will not hate you and I will be happy, and there's nothing you can do to change that. Wow. What an incredible attitude. So our attitudes are not caused by people or circumstances. You've heard this phrase, if it weren't for this and it weren't for him and it weren't for her, my attitude would be different. All that things do, difficulties in people, it just reveals what we're like. And that's what attitudes do. They reveal what we're really like underneath and what we're like inside. Listen to Paul. He's shipwrecked on the island of Malta. And he's not too big to pick up sticks. He don't sit there, because he assured him that everybody was going to be safe. And as he sat there, he says, I'm the Apostle Paul. You know, I'm a bit bigger than you. I'm a bit better than you. You go off and collect wood while I kind of sit here and pray. That would have been an awful attitude. A stinking attitude. But Paul wasn't too big just to pick up sticks. It's a beautiful servant attitude. I'm just going to close with just a few things. I know time's nearly gone. This is what Abraham Lincoln said. We are as happy as we make up our minds to be. Let me repeat that. We are as happy as we make up our minds to be. And nothing that paralyzes us, fear, doubt, worry, it affects every part of us. And so our attitudes change. And when our attitudes change, our thinking changes, because we become negative. And then we act on that negativity. So, folks, this morning, as I've been just reading this, what hit me was the Apostle Paul. He had a lot of changes to do regarding his attitude. He was an awful guy. A really filthy, stinking attitude against God and against his people. And all of a sudden, meeting Jesus, like David talked about, life changes, attitudes change, thinking changes. But there are times in our lives that we've all got a negative attitude. Philippians, again, it's just an incredible book. There's a lady called Jan Coates, and she's a writer in America regarding counseling. It's called Set Me Free Ministries. And she says she went through 1 year where her attitude really stank, even as a Christian. She said it were absolutely awful. And she lists a few things that she went through. She said, I lived a bar humbug 12 months. She said, one thing after another in all areas fell apart. Relationships fell apart. Crushed dreams. Money was tight. Important meetings missed. And then she even tried 7 steps ministry. You know, these 7 steps, 10 steps, 5 steps to success and this and this. She tried all those and she got distraught. She got frustrated. And then as she was praying, God led her to James chapter 1 and verse 2, where it talks about consider it all joy when you go through difficulties and trials. And this is what she said. That was the last thing on her mind. To consider all this as great joy. And then God got hold of her thinking. And then her thinking began to change. And she began to align her thinking up with the word of God. And all of a sudden she could see that God were in her circumstances, in her difficulties, in her negatives. And all of a sudden she became an incredible woman. She says she felt release as she realized that when God speaks, he speaks direct into our life and he knows exactly where we are and he meets with us. But he often says, Pete, whoever we are, just change your attitude. I'm in this. You know, precepts, I think it's Kay Arthur. This is what she said. I trust God in everything. I will rejoice in everything. Why? Because he is in control and he knows what he's doing in my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. I will rejoice in everything because God is in supreme control of my life. So I guess this morning it's just an encouragement because we all grumble and we all moan and we all groan and we all say and think negative stuff. But that will affect our judgment. Our judgment becomes cloudy. And I want to encourage you, as God's encouraged me, to have a real positive attitude. Why? Because attitudes affect everything. It affects relationships. It affects church. How I think about God. And then it affects me. So let's pray just before we sing a few more songs. Let's pray. Lord, we want to live a life that really pleases you. And we're grateful, Lord, as we know that you are a very patient God. But we also realize too this morning, Lord, that we're responsible for our own attitudes. And we pray that our attitudes and our thinking and thoughts will be governed by your word. You know what we like sometimes, Lord, when we make up excuses. And so we want to be the people that you already say that we are. And as we think of the Apostle Paul in a jail, in prison, writing an incredible book of encouragement and the changes that he had to make in his thinking, Lord, we know that you're with us and by your Spirit, we pray that our life, our attitude, our thinking would glorify you. And so, Father, forgive us where we've had stinking attitudes, where we've had a negative attitude, because we want to have the right attitude. And we want to follow after you, Lord, just kind of batting off the negatives. And we thank you that you're a God who is with us. So, Lord, we've just come to acknowledge your lordship over our lives. And we thank you that wherever we are, you know how we think, you know our situations, you know how we're feeling at this time. We know that you can meet with us and strengthen us. And speak to us and draw us near to you. So, Lord, we bless you this morning. Thank you again for who you are and all that you mean to us. And we pray this in Jesus' name.